Zechariah 14:16 says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." Each year in September or early October, Jews around the world continue to observe the fall feasts as listed in Leviticus chapter 23 and spoken of elsewhere in the Torah. But we've pointed out that they can't actually observe these feasts as they were intended and mandated in the Word of God. For example, the seventh and final feast is called Tabernacles. Today you'll hear it called Sukkot. In Leviticus 23:34, we read, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord." Now, the Jews under Mosaic law are told to keep a high Sabbath as an observance of Sukkot, as it's called today, or Feast of Tabernacles, in addition to the weekly Sabbath. Leviticus 23:36 commands, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. So, there are two required ingredients missing in modern Israel, and of course around the world, when Jews observe the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, today. Number one, modern Jews do not offer the sacrifice that's mandated. And number two, there's no temple standing on the Temple Mount in order for them to do so. So the bottom line is that the observance of the Feast of Tabernacles is illegitimate. And yet such illegitimate feasts confirm Bible prophecy. That's what's so hard for some people to wrap their minds around. But God's Word is amazing. You have to think when you study. The Bible condemns Israel's unbelief and rejection of Jesus Christ, but also predicted that Israel would be regathered in unbelief. And when you see that the Bible prediction is exactly what is happening today, you should be edified and encouraged in your faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And by observing the perfect record of God's Word in prophecy, your faith will increase in God's Word. And that circle effect will continue to build you in your faith if you continue to study and observe God's perfect Word as it's fulfilled." And our text in Zechariah 14:16 tells us that after Jesus returns and sets up His kingdom, all nations will send representatives to observe this Feast of Tabernacles. "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King," capital K, "the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." So some background knowledge about the Feast of Tabernacles is important because Tabernacles plays an important role in the history of Israel past and in the coming kingdom of Israel under King Jesus. But until Jesus returns, all observances of the Feast of Tabernacles are illegitimate, even though they also confirm that the Jews, with the exception of a remnant of believers in Jesus, and Israel as a nation, remain in unbelief until Jesus returns. The Jews will not be destroyed despite all the efforts of Satan in the diaspora, the pogroms, the Holocaust, and any other genocidal attempts to wipe them from the face of the earth, because the Bible says they will still be here, and having been regathered in their land, Zechariah 12:10 says that when Jesus returns, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. The unbelieving Jews in an apostate nation of Israel will see that they had rejected their true Messiah for a couple of thousand years. And when you see well-meaning Messianic Jews and other Christians taking part in a Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot observance in these days, even quoting our text as their basis for doing so, resist any temptation to take part. Pray for unsaved Jews to be saved. Defend their right to have a country in their own land, but don't enable them in their unbelief. And don't participate in their error.